From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Think of Earth as a rubber ball. If you push in at one place, the surface will indent. Surrounding that indentation, the ball will bulge outward. Near the end of the last ice age, just 20,000 years ago, continental ice sheets covered 25% of Earth's landmass, pushing down on Earth's surface with as much as 150 tons per square foot of pressure. This depressed the surface and pushed up the land around the perimeter. During the last 15,000 years, the ice age ended and glaciers have naturally retreated to cover only 11% of the land's surface today. And just like a rubber ball, the Earth's surface has been rebounding very slowly. Areas that were depressed by ice are rising. Canada, Scotland, and Scandinavia all have risen 4 to 6 inches over the past century. Areas that had bulged outward at the edge of glaciers are now sinking, back to pre-ice age levels around 4 inches per century. This can be seen in southern England and Ireland and the northern and middle U.S., including many cities like Chicago, Milwaukee, and Cleveland. In low-lying near-coastal cities like London and Washington, D.C., falling land levels combined with rising seas from continued glacial melt are making those cities more prone to flooding. We can expect rising and falling land masses and associated shoreline changes as Earth continues its slow-motion ice age rebound. For EarthDate, I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from Schlumberger, helping oil and gas companies increase production and efficiency while lowering environmental impact. You can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.